It's the 41st episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Done.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Simple.
Hello.
How's it going?
Not bad. How was your Halloween?
Kevin and I went to a friend's house and played scary video games. Too spooky. It was spooky. What did we play? We played...
The Evil Inside.
The Evil Within.
Within, okay.
And then was it Outlast?
Yes, Outlast.
Outlast. Those are the two ones we played, and then I got too scared and said, fuck it, we're playing whatever game that is. The soccer one.
Rocket League.
Rocket League.
And Castle Crashers.
And Castle Crashers. Yes. Yeah. So that was what we did.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Scary games.
Spooky.
Very scary games.
They were scary. Kevin was playing Outlast, and this guy in a wheelchair in one of the scenes, like, scared the crap out of him. Because he pretty much wasn't doing anything, and then... walked by him multiple times, and then suddenly he was like, hey.
Yes.
Would recommend if you like horror stuff.
But not if you like feeling defenseless, because...
Yeah, Outlast, you can't do anything. You don't have a weapon.
Right, you have a video camera.
Yeah.
And I was...
hey, I mean, you can beat people with that, right?
But then that's your only night vision tool.
Yeah, and then it's creepy in that sense, because you have to look at the camera in night vision so you can see, and night vision makes everything look creepier, so...
Yes. I don't know. It was a good game.
Yeah. All right.
So, yes, that was our Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm sure many of you dressed up in awesome costumes.
Yes.
Would like to.
I have high expectations of cosplayers when it comes to Halloween time.
Do you?
Yeah. Because I mean, they do great stuff all year, and then Halloween, it's like, you gotta do it again.
They're busy all year.
That's true. They're busy. I mean,
this is like their one time, like, then their friends are like, oh, you do such good costumes. And then at Halloween time, it's just like, man, it's just for like 10 or 15 people.
That's the time to show it to their friends who don't cosplay or don't understand cosplay, right? Then you could be like, look what I do all year.
I don't know. I'm not really big on Halloween in general, though.
No, Kevin doesn't like costumes. He would dress up if I like fully made him an outfit and all he had to do was like get in it. But... I did, like, a broken doll face last night, and I was like, Kevin, why don't we do your makeup? And he's like, no! So.
Yeah, I'm not... Well, I don't like dressing up. I like who I am. I don't need to step into a different body or whatever you want to call
it. It doesn't mean you don't like who you are. It's just fun. Something different.
I don't know.
I'm gonna dress you up.
I am dressed up.
And then and then you're gonna see how amazing it is.
I dress up every day.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So, last week... Was it last week? Yeah, I talked about how I wish there were mouth condoms so I could eat food and not mess up my lipstick. And a couple days ago, I found out that there are. I think it's for a dental procedure.
Yeah, it looked like
that. I don't know how you put it on.
Well,
but
it also looked like that it was holding her mouth open. So even if you could put it on, you would just...
You wouldn't be able to bite on things.
You'd be like this.
What if you could bite down, but it would just spring back up? So you're chewing and stuff.
Yeah. And your lips are, like, pried open.
Yeah, that's great. And then I could, like, eat a burger, and, like, nothing would... It'd be okay.
But peeling the mouth condom off would...
Not on a matte lipstick, though. I'm just saying. It exists. It looked like it was part of a dental thing. But I got real excited. So that'll be in the link dump, because...
Holly genuinely likes it.
Yeah.
So what lipstick are you wearing today, Holly?
Oh, be quiet, you.
Well, I'm asking the general? Generous? No, I'm lying.
In general?
I don't know what I'm asking.
What?
I'm just saying words at this moment. I'm a little tired today.
Why? We got an extra hour of sleep. It's a rollover day.
Yes.
Got to sleep in for an extra hour. And you took a nap.
I didn't take a nap.
Yes, actually. You did.
No. Yes, I did not take a nap.
You
sat
so
there.
Did. You were doing that twitchy thing you do when you, like, fall asleep.
Yeah, but then that doesn't actually mean I fall asleep.
Mm. Have you seen the Aladdin that rolls around in New York City on his magic carpet?
Yeah, there's a few of them, actually.
There's one that's better than the other one. Yes. I've seen two, and one of them was just, like, this, like, skinny...
Or whatever, the
roll.
The two.
And then the other one was, like, actually, like...
I think it was a longboard.
Full... There's one where it's like a full carpet.
Yes, I saw both.
That one's better because it looks more real. The other one was like too skinny and like wobbly.
Right. But it does add an interesting element, those rolly, the rolling aspect. Because then it prevents, like, if you're, prevents your, like, feet from hitting, and it just makes it look like people are gliding around more. I wonder if we'll see them at cons, like, people incorporating into costumes that need gliding.
The, like Yuna, the, what are they standing on? The Segway without hands?
No, so, I, okay, so I saw it for sale, I don't know, it was a Kickstarter thing, and it's like, yeah, it's like a kick. It's like a Segway without the hands. So you just stand on it and lean it forward wheels? To go forward. Yeah, it's got two little wheels.
Okay, those and, are everywhere.
Yeah,
people exactly. always be on those.
I know, but think about like if you had a cosplay that
you needed to float a little bit, but you'd have to cover it with something. The reason why it works for Aladdin is because it has the carpet.
Yeah, but the guy just threw a carpet and dragged the carpet with it, right?
The one I saw is like he's like up.
That was like a motorized longboard from the way he was moving. And
that's
the way
what I mean. Bobbed. He was like off the ground, oh. like not very much, yeah. but it what his carpet wasn't dragging.
Right.
The, for some the reason, that one. Sounds dirty to me.
Carpet dragging.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Jesus.
The one with the smaller carpet that was it was just like a red
yeah,
blanket
just
or something.
Like a blanket. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was dragging because yeah. he was on the Segway.
Right. But what I'm thinking is like people with big like hoop. Skirt things or something that could like
like you're a ghost
yeah like a ghost exactly.
yeah and you could also do it into like if your character rides on something or it's like a more of a robot
yeah.
thing you know
oh,
you can
like the
roll
sorry,
around
did you see the what the Jetsons
oh Rosie
yeah someone said to get that girl
yeah, the little thing. Those so things, and then she could like, wheel around.
Yeah, she's a robot, yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that, exactly. It would be good.
Idea for next year.
Go!
They're not that much. They're like $250.
Yeah, and plus, you can use them in real life and have fun, you know,
right.
whatever.
You just be tooting around town.
I was going to say toot around. Stealing my words.
Eventually.
People outside our window would be acting like it's still Halloween all damn day. I've been hearing like, woo! All day. It's... No.
It's no.
It's no.
It's fall. It's blustery. People, it is fall now.
Yeah, we had...
Is it fall officially?
Yeah, it's been fall for a while. People are... Seattle had probably one of the worst Halloween weathers, other than, like, Texas.
Yeah.
Texas had it pretty bad, but ours was, like, really windy and, like, raining. So it was, like, raining sideways. And it was cold, and it was just like, I can't even imagine being a kid right now. I'm just feeling like,
Your candy getting blown out of your bag.
Yeah, like, I always, like, I mean, it's pretty cold during Halloween, like, every year here. But, like, typically it was just more fun when it was just cold. And you're just like, eh, whatever, but.
When did you stop going trick-or-treating?
My mom told me my last year was when I was 12 and I was in 7th grade. So I was, like, 2 months away from turning 13.
Okay.
And she said, this is your last Halloween. And she wouldn't even buy me a costume. I had to borrow friends because she was like, I'm not supporting this. And then I stopped. And then for a while, I handed out candy. And then I think I just started going to, like, high school parties. Or
high school parties?
Just whatever. Like, hangouts. Like, no.
Uh-huh.
It's like hanging out. Not really. I mean, we didn't even go to a party. I haven't been to a Halloween party in, like, 3 years, so.
It's about right.
Yeah.
No, we went,
That was, like, 3 years ago.
3 years ago? Wow. All right.
It's sad. Know. It makes me sad. But, yeah, it was 3 years ago. What?
No, I'm just thinking.
Oh.
But has there been any Halloween party? See, the problem is I really don't like dressing up.
Jeez. I'm totally going to make you a cosplay now, just to spite you. God.
Well, no, I think...
Well, we have our idea, and we have to finish it.
You have to finish it. I'll just sit here and stare at you.
You gotta put the outfit on, though.
I'll put it on.
Okay.
I'll put it on.
That's dressing up.
Is it?
You know that, right?
Yeah, but I think it's... okay, fine. Maybe it's not that I don't like dressing up. It's I don't like... pink... Halloween. Yeah, I messed that up. Anyway... it's just I don't like Halloween. I don't understand it, I guess. Like, why
did you go trick-or-treating when you were a kid?
Not very. Yeah, a little bit. Like, but I never wore like actual costumes.
Maybe that's why.
On costumes.
Maybe that's why.
Like, this is stupid.
Because my mom was always like, we getting in this. And I was like, all right. And she was like, here's your pumpkin bucket. Let's go get some candy. And
so,
I was like,
okay. What were your most memorable costumes?
I don't know.
Exactly. You don't remember any of
them? I mean, I reused the pumpkin one for a couple years.
You wore a pumpkin?
Yeah.
Like a big orange
pumpkin? a big oblong pumpkin.
That's a squash.
Whatever. I remember like...
You were a butternut squash.
I remember like specific... Oh, okay. I was a prairie girl because I was really into like Little House on the Prairie shit. And then...
Queen Medicine Woman.
Yeah, like that. Like I had the hoopy braid thing. And then I had... My grandma made my outfit because she's a good sewer. And it was like the dress with the white undershirt.
A plaid.
And I was a devil.
A devil?
Yeah.
A sexy devil or just a devil? This is 11-year-old Holly.
It was awkward. It was that awkward age where it was like my friend was a sexy devil because she was older than me, but then I was like,
the wah. Yes, I understand that sound. I guess whatever that means.
Hey, it's like an onomatopoeia. You understand what I meant.
An onomatopoeia is not...
Isn't that the sound effect? What's the sound effect one? I sound really dumb now. What's the sound effect one?
What do you mean? The sound that describes something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. What's that one called? What's an onomatopoeia? I can't remember.
It's not...
I feel really dumb now. I'm sorry, everybody. Anyways, and then I remember... I did a witch, like a witch. Like my aunt, like did my makeup and painted my face green.
Okay.
And then I had like a fake nose and we had like the wart.
Uh-huh.
So the formation of a word from a sound associated with what it's named. Cuckoo, sizzle. Okay. So it's not, wan, it's not, yes, it's not associated with anything. But it should be.
So the tone you made, the vision I see is a squatty, like, kind of chubbier Holly, like a young Holly chubby girl, just like kind of like shrunken in, hunched over back, something like that. Like an ugly duckling situation, like wah. Like that's the sound the ugly duckling made now. But it's really a swan, so it's an asshole. So you're really an asshole is what I'm saying.
It was. It was like that. Oh, I can't. I'm going to cry.
How much older was your friend? Because saying she's a sexy devil.
Okay, you know what? It was creepy. Now that I think about it, it was weird.
Because you're like 14, 15.
But at the time, to me, it wasn't weird because I was young.
Also a devil.
You know. Well, no, it wasn't also. I mean, it was just like I didn't think about it because I was young. If I was looking at the situation from my age now, I'd be like, what are you doing? But when I was that age, I was like, whatever, she's just cute, you know. I'd say she was like 14 or 15. So, yeah, that's not.
Hi, have a seat. I'm Chris Hansen.
It wasn't like, Roo! I was just saying hers was a more skimpier than mine. Mine was like frumpy devil.
Wah, devil.
Yeah, wah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, me, I had a store-bought Looney Tunes. I was Bugs Bunny. For one, and that was really it. I think the rest were
Didn't you have a cowboy one?
No, that wasn't a costume. That was just me.
That was just everyday life. Jeez. Kevin was a cowboy.
We had a cowboy hat. That's it. I just wore it around the house.
See, you don't have. I think maybe that's why you don't like Halloween, because you don't have those like childhood memories associated.
But I have
with it.
Memories of going trick or treating.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Spokane is way colder than it is here.
Yeah.
So like. You could never really wear it. Like, it was always like
you had to wear long johns underneath.
So, like, maybe I think there was probably one where I wore my dad's like work clothes and I was a mechanic. And then there was probably. I was a witch once as well. Like, we had a like a 90.
Wouldn't
like,
that be a wizard?
No, I was a witch. I wore a dress and a shitty wig, like wig with witch hat attached.
Was that your wank situation?
No, that was when I was like 15 or 16 and my mom was like, you go take your
old.
Little, yeah, well, it was take your cousins to go trick or treating. And I was like, oh, fuck that. I'm going to get some candy myself too. And I got a lot of bad looks, but I said, I want candy.
I want this.
Then after that, I just never really did Halloween.
I was lucky because Seattle's not too cold, so it was never like you're gonna die.
Right.
And I always lived in like large neighborhoods that really catered to trick or treating, mm-hmm. like really a lot. Like every house did it, and there was like hundreds of houses, so it was very like family friendly and like nice. So maybe that's why.
Yeah,
maybe. You have to go to the right neighborhood. Like I know some people, but I know some people that like travel to neighborhoods just because they're like better, yeah. quote.
That was our neighborhood.
Yeah. But you didn't.
At every house.
I don't know why you don't have that experience. Kevin doesn't have any experience like that. Like Christmas doesn't have that feeling. Birthdays don't have that feeling.
No, I don't like celebrating stuff.
Yeah. Maybe you should do that one religion where they don't celebrate things. Can't remember it right now. Can't remember anything right now.
Jehovah's Witnesses, yes. Maybe I was secretly brought up as a Jehovah's Witness because we always used to have a lady that came by and dropped off those books at my dad's place.
Uh-oh. You totally did.
I don't know. Christmas was nice at our house. Like, we had, like, meats and we had the families over. When we were young.
We had meats.
When we were young, we used to get presents and stuff. It's just, like, as we got older, it just stopped being a thing.
Well, I'm going to say this to everybody. Last year, I was buying gifts for my family because Kevin and I celebrate Christmas with my family. And Kevin was like, why the hoo-ha you be buying, like, everybody in your family a damn gift? Like, do they need a gift? Like, get the fuck out of here. And then Kevin and I gave them the gifts and everybody liked their gifts. And then we were driving home. Kevin's like, it feels really good to give gifts. And I was like, yes, Kevin, that's what Christmas is about. Yes. All that giving.
Yes, but the economic side of Kevin says.
Yes, it's not very practical money-wise, but it gives you a warm feeling inside.
I guess it does.
And you get gifts from my family.
Yes.
So
they are very nice to me.
Mm.
So anyway, this episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by Pinky Paradise. Visit elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise to get your cosplay contacts. It's not too late for next year. Next year's cosplay season is coming soon, so be prepared. And also, speaking about the cosplay context and going to elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise, you'll notice that we have a new site up.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. God, it was bothering me. I was like, there's something I wanted to talk about.
You are so bad to remember everything today.
I am, but I'm feeling pretty sharp today, so it's kind of conflicting. Mm. Yeah, we were going to... working on it last weekend, and then we were going to hardcore work on it on last Sunday, and then the site exploded, and Kevin got really upset, and we thought we weren't going to be able to release the site for a while. But we were able to figure it out, and now the site's up with a new layout, so you should go check it out. I still have to tweak some things. There's some things that are bothering me.
Yeah, probably. It's never perfect at the gate. So.
Yeah, it's organized differently.
It looks better.
It does. It looks a lot better. It looks more modern, up to date.
Yes, because the old layout had been there for 4 years now.
3 years, I think. Yeah.
So it's been.
So it was time, and I mean, a lot of people don't change their websites like that often, but we needed to take a step into the prettier, more photo based sites.
Yes, since we're doing more photos.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also finished editing the.
AMK cosplay girls.
The AMK cosplay ladies. You can check that out on our website as well. They were cosplaying from a game called, I'm going to say it wrong probably, Iyusenki.
How do you spell that?
E-I-Y-U-S-E-N-K-I.
They came out really good.
Yeah, they came out really good. They were perfectly dressed and we took it in a place that was crazy. Cool. It was cool.
It was.
It's about 45 minutes away from Seattle. So
it was a lake. And then
it got all dried up.
We got to walk out to the middle of the lake.
Yeah, it was muddy.
Formerly lake.
But it was, lake. You were thinking about where the water line used to be, and it was probably like 10 feet above your head. So it was kind of weird standing in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's done if you want to check out a photo shoot. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's prettier. The end.
It is prettier.
We're Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. No, it's fine. Technical stuff. It's a little slow when you figure that out. That's
yeah, that was that's bothering but, me too.
I'm working on that.
So you and I are having a hard time figuring out a con to go to for the first quarter of the year.
Which is January, February, and March.
Yes.
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 So we need your help, listeners, viewers, and other people.
Why did you point?
Because people watch the videos. I can point. Hello. Yes. There is a video to those that are listening to the audio version. And people can see
I don't know.
It
reminded me like Uncle Sam. Like, we need you.
Yes. So, yes, we do need help from our listeners because you are the people that we meet at the cons
yeah.
to decide which cons to go to.
Yeah. We haven't quite figured it out yet,
right.
though.
But we have decided it will be a contest of some sort.
Yeah.
Probably will have to be something that we figure out next podcast to be able to announce it.
And we were brainstorming, though, earlier today. So, but basically you'll get a shoot with us.
Yes.
If you win
the
raffle.
We've decided the big prize of the contest will be the person will get a free shoot with us at the con that they are going to. But we're still hashing out the details.
Yeah.
So stay tuned and be prepared to vote for your favorite convention for the first quarter of 2016. Think about that.
That was Kevin's newscaster voice.
Do you not like my newscaster voice? I love my newscaster voice. It's like smokier than my regular
voice.
It's
not. It's the cadence, the way you speak is not the same when you're doing that. So to me, as the person who sees you every day, it's like weird. Like it's like not you. It's like some weird like, hey, persona. I don't know. So I'm just like, it's weird watching you do it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know I did my own sportscaster voice.
Sportscaster, you wish. You're like the weatherman.
Wow. The is only that, person with a degree that, in the newsroom. Boom, bam, burn. I'm
pretty sure. Don't like the newscasters have to have like journalism degrees?
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Pretty sure you just have to have a really good personality.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure you have to have some sort of like news degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, journalism. Because you have to still like do research on stuff.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're
when
getting...
they're interviewing people, do you think they just like sit down and someone's like, "Here you go"? Like, no, they have to they also have to research themselves, or else they'll sound like a dumb butt if something goes awry. No.
I don't know.
Am I too naive?
I think so.
Is that what's happening?
I think they're just a face, like a robo puppet that people can control, and just they read the script off that.
I am basing this
teleprompter.
Okay. A couple years ago, this really popular newscaster.
All right, we're getting way.
No, just listen.
All right.
She passed away. So they did in Seattle. They did this like memorial thing for her on TV. And it was like video about how she got started in the news business and blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
And they would show like pictures and video of her. And she's like researching shit. She's always doing like this research uh-huh. all the time. But she was just the person that did the news. That's where I'm getting my information from.
The memorial service. With
yeah.
pictures. Not that someone said, can
it
you sit
actually,
in front of the computer
it actually
while we take
changed
a picture
my mind about newscasters because I was like, wow, this lady was like all up in it. You know? No?
I don't know.
Okay, you think Barbara Walters just sits there? Or Diane Sawyer? I mean, that lady gets drunk, but I'm pretty sure she does some sort of researching. What about Christiana Amanpour?
I don't know.
No? Brian Anderson
Williams?
Cooper?
Anderson Cooper?
Come on.
Wait, is Anderson on CNN?
Yeah.
I don't respect
360
that anyway,
with Anderson Cooper.
So. Doesn't matter.
Anyways. Ooh, yeah. Anyways.
Yes, anyways.
That's it.
Costumes. What did I had something for costumes. We were going to talk about. I was going to talk about costumes. Okay, you don't want to talk about costumes?
No, I'm just saying you and I were bitching about costumes earlier this morning.
You were? What were we bitching about?
Reddit gets a little...
Right.
Overburdened with costumes around Halloween time. Right. So we were kind of...
We understand you spent time on it, but it's not good. No, this
you
this
just
loops
did that
back.
Voice!
This loops back
you
to my discussion
did that
last
voice.
Week of when it's bad, do you tell them it's bad?
No, because we finished that discussion.
I know.
And I said, Kevin, no.
But
just no, Kevin.
People need to know when it's like.
Listen, with Reddit, the upvotes decide how you see it.
Right.
But so that many people decided they liked it or something.
Or it was ironic enough. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, if they looked at it and said, that entertains me, upvote, and then left, you know. It's the people in the comments that get all whiny.
Yeah. What about dog costumes? How do you feel about that?
I enjoy dog costumes. Or cat sometimes, costumes. Sometimes, though, they look a little, like, some of them are really big or something, or, like, very complicated. And I'm sitting there going, like, isn't that uncomfortable for the pet? Like, I don't know. I saw one, you probably saw too. It was just a labradoodle. It's just curly and they just did the chewy like belt across his chest. That is very simple and effective.
Chewy Barka is what they called
it. Did they?
Yes.
And that's simple and it doesn't like
really
laden him. Yeah. It doesn't make him walk funny because he's in an outfit. It was just like good.
Not like the Dauch Hound with the fire truck outfit.
I didn't see that one.
Oh no, it wasn't a fire truck. It was a police car. Then he chased after cars.
Oh, that one. Yeah, and that one was like cardboard boxy. Yeah. And obviously he's like running, so it's not hurting him or something. But sometimes, so I follow this cat on Instagram, and they've been putting him in outfits like for a month now, and some of them are like tall and wide, and I'm like, this cat probably can't move, and they're just like slap it on him, and they're like, okay. Picture. I don't know. Yeah. But I mean, they're cute. You know, you get to giggle and I just wonder how the animals feel about it. How long did it take you to get that picture?
Right.
How many times did they like try to push it off their body?
Sedation medicine in there and they're just going to be relaxed.
Like how they do college football games when they have like a animal mascot.
Hey.
One of them has like a bull or something, and they just like.
You mean the Texans,
the Longhorns? Sure the they just like sedate him, and he's just chilling out on the field. He's like, ugh. It's sad. At least your college is a husky, and it's literally just a dog, someone's dog, and they just like trot out on the field, and they're like, yay, and then they go away.
Yes.
That one's like, oh.
He gets treats every time they score.
He gets a treat every time they score.
Well, they used
that'd to be a him, really fat dog.
They used to give him a treat every time he barked, and then he just got fat.
Yeah, he would just keep barking, and that encourages bad behavior. Yes.
Well, that's why that one only lasted a couple of years.
That's sad.
He was super fat.
They found a way to make a very innocent mascot into a sad situation.
That's why animal mascots are sad.
So if you were like the hornets or something, would you like release the hornets?
It's okay. They don't have stingers, everybody. Cougars. Just release a cougar onto
that's
the field.
That's what I was thinking. Like sometimes they have mascots. I mean, what's that funny one with the tree? Stanford?
Yeah.
That one's great. Like that one just blows my mind.
Why? Because it's a tree.
It's a freaking tree. And like someone is just in a tree costume and it's like a Christmas tree and they're like, hey, I don't know. It's like, what is that? Who was like, yep, a tree. Like when people have inanimate objects as their mascot, I am all for it.
What other inanimate?
I don't know, but they're few and far between and they get me excited. Baseball teams have the most ambiguous names.
No.
Yeah, because like the Phillies, like what's a Philly?
Like a cheesesteak.
It's like a person, but like their mascot's like a crazy like alien with like a trumpet face.
He's the Fanatic though, Philly Fanatic.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like what is he?
He's a fan.
He has nothing to do with the Phillies.
Yeah.
Did he come from outer space and then land in Philadelphia and he was like
the Mariners.
And we have a moose. So I'm saying like it doesn't make any sense. Like how many other baseball teams are like that? The Angels, do they have like an angel running around?
Probably not. Probably dude in a baseball.
The Raiders, what's their mascot?
It's
like a pirate guy. Yeah. Does he like hang out there?
Yeah, I think so.
Do the Raiders ever play the Buccaneers and then do the Pirates have like a showdown?
The Buccaneers have like a pirate ship and shit.
I know, and it throws off cannons and stuff. But they would have a buccaneer as well.
Yes.
Running around in there. So, like, when they play each other, do they ever, like, stare at each other across a field? And they're like,
You have these weird ideas.
Listen, my job requires me to do mundane tasks for hours a day, and I just get to thinking. And those thoughts go everywhere. I don't use it for good. I use it for my imagination.
You don't think about how the contest winners will win their
I don't think about our business. I try to, but then it's like forcing nothing. I'm like, think of ideas, and then it's you know, it doesn't work.
Well.
Anyways, that was my mascot, Tyrone.
Okay. I think that's all I had.
With the Cougars, do they have like a cougar there?
Yeah. Well, they
have a cougar?
No, they have a dude in a coug suit. Ugh. Like the ducks.
I thought they had like a cougar.
No, that thing's a wild animal.
Someone had a bear. Someone's a bear and they had a bear. And I was like,
they probably did in the 50s.
The olden days. Back then. So the cougars probably did have a cougar.
I would highly doubt that.
At one point, and they had it in a cage. And they were like,
just roll the cage out on the field?
Yeah.
And then what? Just open it up and let it tear around?
No.
And then shoot it with the tranquilizing dart and then throw him back in the cage and roll it off again.
Maybe they just like shot it up with drugs and then he would just chill on the field like the longhorn and just hang out. And you'd be like, hey, kitty, rub. I'm going to be doing some research on some mascots because I need some more interesting facts.
Cat facts?
No, like Christmas tree facts. Sorry. Anyways, I'm done. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to the 41st episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast.
We will have more details about the contest next week. We're just in the beginning stages of it.
But start planning.
This is in the U.S.
Yes.
/ Canada only, because that is what we can afford.
To travel to, yes.
Yeah.
In a timely fashion.
Yes.
I don't think. Yes.
Yeah. Love you.
Thank you.
See you guys next time.
Mm-hmm. Bye.